Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Ministry with Jesus, Bible Bits from Luke. In this session, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 37, a two-sided coin. Let's read our text in Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 30. And then Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So we went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." And then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Go and do likewise. Do what? Show mercy. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7 reads, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Mercy is a two-sided coin, showing it and receiving it. Jesus expressed the golden rule in Matthew 7, 12. "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Showing mercy is about giving compassion and forgiveness. The Samaritan compassionately used his resources to meet the injured man's need. He also had to have a forgiving heart, as the Jews rejected Samaritans. Receiving mercy is about humility. We need God's mercy daily because of our bent toward sin. We also need mercy from others in forgiveness of the offenses we commit against them in our sin. What kind of needs should we notice in others? There are physical needs like the Samaritan encountered. There are also the emotional needs of hurt and sorrow. And there are the spiritual need. There's a spiritual need of lacking a proper relationship with God. Who needs our mercy the most? Family and friends, as we get preoccupied and miss those closest to us. Members of the body of Christ, when Satan attacks the unity of the church. Enemies and offenders who we're to love, to pray for, and to do good to. And the poor around us as we minister to Jesus. What is the difference between forgiveness and pardon? Forgiveness releases someone from our resentment and emotional response resulting from an offense. Pardon releases the offender from the consequences of the offense. Only one with authority over it can do that. We can always forgive, but it may not be in our power to pardon. We have not fully forgiven if we fail to receive the offender back into fellowship. As Christians, we're required to show mercy. Romans chapter 12, verses 17 to 21. "Pay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place for wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine. I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We are to show mercy. God will take care of any necessary discipline himself. What happens if we don't show mercy to our offenders? We develop and grow bitterness. Bitterness toward anyone is sin on our part. Is there someone who has deeply offended you or hurt you? Purpose to contact that person, to forgive and show mercy in some way. You think about all this, and you have a great day.